Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Good things take time. This is one of those rules that you can take to the bank. You can live your life by that rule, and it will not steer you wrong. Good things take time. Things that are worth doing take time. Things that are of value just take time. Think about when it comes to food. How long does it take to make a turkey dinner? How long does it take to make any kind of gourmet meal? It takes time. First of all, someone's got to grow the crops. Someone's got to plant the seeds, harvest the crops, grow them, get them to the point where they're ready to be consumed. Someone's got to raise the animals, feed the animals, nurture them, give them wholesome meals so that they're ready to arrive at your doorstep for consumption. Then you've got to then prepare the meal, assemble the ingredients, bring together the right combination of spices and different flavors, and I'm getting hungry. And then you've got to put it in the oven. And in the case of a turkey, you know, it's hours and hours and hours before it's ready. And then you have this meal, this incredible meal. But it didn't just happen just in the blink of an eye. It took time. Now, if you wanted to bypass all of that, you could just go to a vending machine and you could put in at $1 and you could buy a bag of chips or a chocolate bar, but they're not the same thing. They're both going to fill you up. They're both consumable, but that turkey dinner and that bag of chips or chocolate bar are not the same. One is wholesome, delicious, good for you. The other is, well, delicious in some respects, but not wholesome, not good for you, going to make you sick, probably give you diabetes. Now, reason I'm talking about food is because I think this is the perfect analogy for your marketing. See, most people approach their marketing from the perspective of a vending machine. They think that if they just put in $1, they're going to get a bag of chips or a candy bar. They think that if they just put in some time and some effort and they try this tactic, they're going to get some kind of immediate result. That clients will fall into a tray like that bag of chips falls into the tray when you put in your dollar. And unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. And if it did, well, guess what? The clients would be crap. That kind of vending machine marketing produces, you know, bag of chip and chocolate bar worthy clients. They may fill you up, but in the end, they're bad for you. The better way to market your business and to attract clients is to think of your marketing as more like a gourmet turkey dinner. That, yeah, you've got to put in the time up front to plant the crops, to water them, to grow the ingredients, to raise the animal, to prepare the meal, to put it in the oven. You've got to put in that time. But in the end, if you do that and you pay attention and you give care to every step along the way, you're going to have this incredible meal by the end of it that you're going to be proud of, that it's going to be good for you, and that is far more wholesome than that bag of chips or that candy bar. So the thing I want you to think about today is, are you approaching your marketing? Are you approaching your business development, your client acquisition, as if you're putting money into a vending machine and expecting something to come out immediately? Or are you treating it more like you're preparing a gourmet turkey dinner? The two mindsets could not be further apart, and the results that come from those approaches could not be more different. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear,
go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.